Let's move on to Tom Skillman.
Hope against hope, if you see it in their eyes, that rotting with the burning that made you despise. Can't cheer for a winner who won't run the race. I might be smiling if you come in last place. I will hope against hope that's rooted in lies. You turned yourself because you wanted the prize. With such bold emotion, what you lack is charm and grace. But I hope that I'm there when life is fair, just to see that look in your face.
So I didn't realize this at first, but I went and when I looked at the lyrics on the boards, I'm like, oh, Tom Skillman is Leaf. Leaf is the drummer from Gert. This all makes sense now. And it makes sense why I thought the drums were so good. Like, there's great beat change-ups in different parts of the arrangement, and there are these all these really cool little snare rolls that happen in parts of the rhythm that just add a lot of interest. Did you guys catch any of that?
I'll admit it. I thought that the drums were Kyle. I thought the drums were Kyle until this one other part came in and it's like, oh no, Kyle isn't that interesting. So, but yeah, for part of it, he's got that and ta 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 ta, and I'm like, oh, that is so Kyle. And then, but then it goes into this other section, and I'm like, no, Kyle doesn't have that much variation in him. So, no, I was pretty impressed.
Kyle, for those of you who don't know, is the name of the default drummer in Logic.
That we use constantly.
So how does that work, by the way? Because I heard you talking about that a few podcasts ago, and I was just amazed. Like, you can just upload a song, and it will decide how the drumming should go?
Yeah. More or less, yeah. Back in our GarageBand days, we'd use loops. But then when we switched to Logic Pro X, this is going to be a commercial for Logic Pro X. God damn it. Okay, freaking screw Apple, but Logic Pro X does this wonderful stuff, and I don't really hate Apple, but Logic Pro X has this thing where you can just load a drummer track, and it will make some terrible assumptions about what kind of a beat you want, and typically, maybe always, it assumes that you want Kyle. And
he's the default.
Yeah, okay. He's the default, so and it will break it up and sort of change up the drum track based on where it thinks that you want these change-ups, and it bases that on how you put in things, and it's usually very, very wrong. But on the other hand, Kyle tends to really meld with what we want in terms of a drum sound for a lot of our tracks, so we end up using him quite a bit.
Yeah.
That would save me so much time.
Go Apple, man.
The thing about Kyle, though, is he is completely clueless unless you put in arrangement markers. So every song we have has arrangement markers. It's like intro, verse, chorus, you know, bridge, outro. And he has different patterns for all of the sections. So if you sort of clue him in on where the different sections are, he does a lot better job.
Yeah. And then if you change drummers, if you change these virtual drummers, then they each have sort of different feels and different kind of ways that they're doing things. And then, you know, if you add these different ones or change it from Kyle to a different one, it will also change the entire style of the song. And then you can tweak exactly what they're doing if you want to. It's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, that kind of blows my mind that that's even possible.
I don't know what to say. They spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah, it's pretty tweakable too. Like you, there's this four-way axis between louder, quieter, complex, or simple that you can move these sliders around, and it also does a change up on the beats they do. If you have it really set to quiet, for example, on the snare, you'll just have a cross snare hit, which is like a clicking sound where the stick is on the rim. They call that a cross stick. You know, it's not even a full snare hit.
Right, right.
So it's pretty interesting. But you don't need any of this stuff if you are Leaf, because Leaf is an excellent drummer. Yeah. And I definitely noticed all of his little drum tricks that he did in here that just sort of sounded really great. I also like the tremolo effect on his guitar a lot. Like, the first amp I ever had as a kid was some hand-me-down amp from my brother, and I remember it had a tremolo knob on it, and I used it all the time. Just like, tremolo is awesome. You know, you could set the speed, and it would make everything that you played sound like that song Crimson and Clover.
Yeah.
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 But the tremolo in this song is good. It's just, I think, on the lead guitar. And there's also some subtle delay that he does on some of his vocal lines, which sound really good. Like, it's just the last word, I think, is fed through the delay, and it echoes at the end, which is a really kind of a pro-sounding effect, the way he uses it. And, you know, there's some really pretty ooh vocals that are backing vocals that you hear, and they're just really nicely done, and they're just mixed, I think, perfectly. And on the chorus, you know, he's got some octave doubles on his voice on the chorus. And this is just really a pro-style song. It's really well done. Nothing is blown out, or there's no real flaws that you can hear. I would not be surprised if this is just the winner on technical merit alone, even though it's not the song necessarily that I felt moved me the most or that, you know, made me feel things. This was definitely very, very well done.
I like the tremolo as well. That was probably what I was most struck by in listening to it. The whole thing had kind of a hint of garage thrash sound to it, but not overdone at all. Did either of you find this to be kind of reminiscent of Paco del Cinco at all?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe in some of the attitude of the vocals. Yeah.
A little bit sneery, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
But definitely layered. You know, there's a lot of sound. They both have some pretty dense layering.
I like some of his lyrics as well, in particular where he says, there's two kinds of hope. One is truth, one a disguise. I think that's very well put, and it lets you know what he means without taking a lot of words up to explain it.
I had a bit of a problem with the melody of this song, though. I thought the melody was not interesting throughout the verses, and it doesn't improve much in the chorus. It does really kind of stay on one note, you know, the guitar bass note throughout. You know, still the song's attitude has a bit of drive, and the uninteresting melody is performed very, very well by the lead vocalist. So, like, all of the performances are good in this song, really. I just think that the lead vocal melody is a little dull.